The Human Rights Court in Accra has upheld the writ filed against the National Accreditation Board, the Ministry of Education, and the Methodist University by 98 students for their dismissal for entry into the college without the requisite qualification. The students maintained that the action by the three institutions was illegal. Speaking on Behind the News, lawyer for the students Gary Nimakumafu said he disagreed with the action of the authorities because his client's diploma certificates were approved by the board before the university admitted them.
Students of Methodist University attend somewhere in June about was a directive from the National Accreditation Board indicating that there were certain deficiencies in the admission requirements of these students. And therefore, the NAB ordered that the school should withdraw all these students. Failure to win, they will lose its accreditation. The student being aggrieved by the decision of the NAB and the school to withdraw them, but an action in the Human Rights Court to challenge the decision of the school, the NAB, the Ministry of Education, to have them withdrawn from the school. But today, when we want to move the national application, that we want the students to be in school, while the main matter is being battled before the Honorable Court. And the court has acceded to a prayer that it will be injurious for the students to be out of school while the matter is pending. You see, Magister, let me clarify something here. People are getting the wrong conception that the student entered with WASI results. That is not so. They entered the school with diploma certificate. And these things were captured in the accreditation and reaccreditation with the school itself sent to NAB to have it approved. You know, so prior to the publication of these entry requirements, NAB itself had approved that the school can go ahead and admit the student based on these entry requirements. If you look at page 5 of the program content information, it is captured there clearly that the NAB had at all material time been aware of the entry requirements of Methodist University. So it is not news. There have been several publications all the way from 2000, 2001 to date. The same publication has been exhibited. So NAB cannot say that all these years they were asleep and they didn't see anything. They can't say that.
Lawyer for the students, Gary Nimakumafu, talking to Radio Ghana.